It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken. Fred, if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else to turn to. Call for Super Chicken. Call for Super Chicken.
It's winner, winner, chicken dinner. University of Kentucky men's basketball fans are still rejoicing this weekend. Their longtime coach, the one with an incredible $33 million buyout provision in his contract, has left the state and moved to Fayetteville, Arkansas. John Calipari is now being called Gone Calipari by many Kentucky Big Blue fans. And in Northwest Arkansas, Razorback Nation seems to be thrilled to have purchased the former basketball coach away from the University of Kentucky. Ironically, the Pigs needed a very big check written by a very wealthy chicken mogul in order to pull this all together. So let's talk briefly about how Kentucky men's basketball fans became so spoiled. Legendary University of Kentucky men's basketball coach Adolph Rupp led the Wildcats for an incredible 41 years from 1932 through the 1972 season. Ironically, Coach Rupp was forced into retirement in 1972 after he turned 70 years of age, and that was because he had reached the mandatory retirement age for all state employees in Kentucky during that time. That's the way it worked back then. While at Kentucky, Adolph Rupp's teams won 82% of their games, 27 Southeastern Conference titles, 4 national championships, and 1 NIT championship too. And after his retirement, the school built an enormous 23,000-seat arena, named for Coach Rupp, of course, to accommodate the incredible demand for basketball tickets every season in Lexington. In Kentucky, their men's basketball team means as much or more to them as college football does in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, or Athens, Georgia, or Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Well, you get the idea. In the 50-plus years since Coach Rupp retired, the Wildcats men's basketball team has been successful, but never as dominant as they were in the past. Subsequent coaches produced a lot of wins, but not the number of national titles which Big Blue Kentucky Wildcat fans have been longing for. Coaches such as Joe B. Hall, who won the 1978 NCAA championship, Eddie Sutton, Rick Pitino, who won in 1996, Tubby Smith won a championship in 1998, Billy Gillespie, and most recently, John Calipari, who did win a national championship in 2012, have all added 4 national titles into the Kentucky trophy case. Let's talk about Kentucky's love-hate relationship with Coach John Calipari. The coach was one of the best high school basketball recruiters in the nation, even before he came to the University of Kentucky. During his 9 years with the University of Memphis, Coach John Calipari was able to stock his basketball teams with some incredible high school talent. John Calipari led Memphis to an incredible 61 victories in their 62 Conference USA games during his last 4 years, and no less than a Sweet 16 appearance with the team in that period as well. After Kentucky fired Billy Gillespie in 2009, Coach John Calipari became the Wildcats coach for the next 15 years. And just as he did in Memphis, Coach Cal routinely signed the top high school recruiting classes during his long tenure at Kentucky. Unfortunately, Coach Calipari's incredible ability to recruit McDonald's High School All-Americans came with some downsides as well. Most of those 5-star recruits barely stayed in school long enough to unpack their bags in Lexington. With Kentucky's frequent appearances on national television, many high school recruits were using the college program as their 1 or 2 year training camp prior to entering the NBA draft. Then again, Coach Calipari used that procession of blue chip high school basketball players to perpetually tease the Big Blue fans of Kentucky into believing a national title was right around the corner. Though Coach John Calipari's Kentucky Wildcats did win that national championship in 2012, many fans were wondering why his teams didn't win more. You see, Big Blue basketball qualified for the NCAA postseason tournament 12 times in the last 15 years. Kentucky's 2015 men's basketball team, you might remember, went undefeated for the entire season. and after winning their 38th game in succession, the Wildcats would lose to Wisconsin in the March Madness National Semifinal game to finish their year at 38-1. And nearly every season in John Calipari's time at Kentucky, a parade of first or second year players left the program at the end of the season for the NBA draft. So the pattern had been established. Coach Calipari recruits another stellar class of high school All-Americans to come to Kentucky. However, his youthful Kentucky teams frequently were outplayed and outcoached at some point during the NCAA postseason tournament nearly every year. The fans and alumni at the University of Kentucky became spoiled by seeing this lineup of impressive young talent, but then quickly tired of slipping on that same banana peel in the NCAA tournament. For example, just a few weeks ago, number 3 seed Kentucky lost in the first round to number 14 seed Oakland University of Michigan of the Horizon League. Big Blue Nation basketball fans had finally seen enough. And at some point, the coach must accept the blame for the shortcomings of his perpetually highly touted teams. Coach John Calipari never did that, and most Kentucky fans wanted him fired. The coach's incredible contract at Kentucky, though, included a buyout provision which would have paid him $33 million right now if he were to be fired from the job. Enter the University of Arkansas. The Razorbacks recently lost their men's basketball coach, Eric Musselman. He had guided the Hogs to the NCAA's Elite Eight in two consecutive years in 2021 and 2022. But this year, Arkansas finished with its first losing record since 2010. Somewhat surprisingly, Coach Musselman, though, was lured away by Southern Cal after this season ended. So Arkansas was now in need of a men's basketball coach who could generate enough excitement to fill up the school's 19,300-seat Bud Walton Arena, the fifth-largest college basketball arena in the country. Arkansas needed a new men's basketball coach. And Kentucky's current coach was looking for a new start. But $33 million stood in the way of making it all happen. Well, it was time for the athletics director, Hunter Uratek, to call the Hogs. Fortunately, Arkansas's athletics director received a positive response from one prominent supporter. John Tyson, the chairman of nearby Springdale, Arkansas-based Tyson Foods, utilized some of his $3 billion fortune to pay any cost required to pay off Kentucky and fund this new 5-year deal for John Calipari to come and coach the Arkansas Razorbacks. For the 70-year-old John Tyson, his corporate brand will be more popular than ever in the states of Arkansas and Kentucky, at least, and it was pure marketing genius to boost sales this year in 2024 and his corporate image for many years to come. So who wants the pressure of dealing with Kentucky's rabid basketball fans anyway? Upon hearing the news of this week's departure of Coach John Calipari, Kentucky's Big Blue Nation celebrated. Though the team's loyal and rather impatient fan base believes that Kentucky is the premier coaching destination, not everyone wants the pressure that goes with that job. Kentucky's basketball fans are rather spoiled, and they want their team in the hunt for a national championship every season. So who wants this job? Not as many as Big Blue Nation may have first believed. National champion UConn's head coach Dan Hurley said, no thanks. And then Baylor University men's basketball coach Scott Drew just told Big Blue a couple of days ago that he's going to remain in Waco, Texas. Though many fans wanted the program to bring back former coach Rick Pitino, who's now at St. John's University, the coach supported the hiring of one of his former basketball players for the coaching job. Said Pitino earlier this week, quote, "I love Mark Pope and his family, and he would be an unbelievable choice." And just like that, Brigham Young University's current coach and former Kentucky basketball player Mark Pope was announced today as the new men's basketball coach for the Kentucky Wildcats. University of Kentucky athletics director Tommy Barnhart seemed rather pleased and quite likely very relieved. He said, quote, "Mark Pope not only brings an impressive record in 9 years as a head coach, but also a love of the University of Kentucky and a complete understanding of what our program means to the people of this state. As captain of the 1996 championship team, Mark Pope was a beloved and respected teammate. He fully embraces our high expectations and standards." Translated, Mark Pope understands that he has a very short leash at Kentucky. So all's well that ends well. Kentucky fans are much happier than they were a week ago. Coach John Calipari is gone from Kentucky. The school's financial supporters didn't have to pay that $33 million ransom to make Coach Cal walk the plank. Today, the school just hired one of their own who understands that winning national championships is expected at the University of Kentucky. Then there are the Arkansas Razorback fans. They must be happier than they were a week ago. After losing their head coach to USC, a very wealthy supporter stepped up to bat and helped the Hogs bring John Calipari to Fayetteville and raise the expectations for a national championship at Arkansas. We've seen how that plays out. Watch out, Arkansas fans. What about John Calipari? He's got to be downright giddy about his life from just a week ago. He has escaped the ungrateful fans of Kentucky and will still earn $7 million this year coaching in Arkansas. That's not bad for a 65-year-old coach. And Coach Mark Pope? He should be happier, perhaps, than he was a week ago. He's now going home to Kentucky and will try to bring some national championships home to those overzealous Big Blue fans. And yes, John Tyson's checkbook may be about $33 million or more lighter today, but the chicken mogul is now basking in the glow of fan appreciation in both the states of Arkansas and Kentucky. Perhaps the two happiest people, though, should be the athletic directors at both the University of Kentucky and the University of Arkansas. I think that they should go out and celebrate by having lunch together at Chick-fil-A. Gentlemen, how would you like your chicken today, grilled or fried? I'm Swamp Swami.